From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told the Armed Services Committee Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson said he needs a few thousand more soldiers to break the stalemate. 84,000 U.S. troops are already in Afghanistan. He said Afghans backed the effort to defeat the extremists.
The Afghan security forces fought bravely in 2016. They will do the same this year and in the years ahead. The Afghan people have confidence in their security services, and they do not want the Taliban to return. They know all too well what that means.
General Nicholson faced questions Thursday from senators about the Trump administration's plans for handling the war in Afghanistan. Pakistan says India's rapid development of nuclear weaponry poses a threat to the region. Foreign Ministry spokesman Nafees Zakaria said Thursday at his weekly news conference that India is stockpiling nuclear materials outside international standards.
It is also building a secret nuclear city in South India, which, according to Foreign Policy Investigative Report, is to produce thermonuclear weapons.
India promptly rejected the allegations as unfounded. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. The Russian military says it was carrying out an operation targeting the Islamic State group at the time of the incident. The Dogan News Agency reports Turkish authorities have seized 150 kilograms of explosives and have arrested four suspected Islamic State militants outside Gaziantep near the Syrian border. The police also recovered suicide attack belts, remote control detonators, and several guns. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will make a major tax announcement in a few days.
Lowering the overall tax burden on American business is big league. That's coming along very well. We're way ahead of schedule, I believe, and we're going to be announcing something, I would say, over the next 2 or 3 weeks that will be phenomenal.
The president spoke during a White House meeting with airline executives. The U.S. dollar surged more than 1% against the Japanese yen when the statements were reported.
I, Jeff Sessions, do solemnly swear.
I, Jeff Sessions, do solemnly swear.
Former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions was sworn in as the next U.S. Attorney General Thursday at the White House. He promised to tackle what he said is a growing problem of crime.
We will deploy the talents and abilities of the Department of Justice in the most effective way possible to confront this rise in crime and to protect the people of our country.
Sessions also said the U.S. needs a lawful system of immigration and vowed to uphold laws that he said were largely unenforced during the last administration. Nine Republican senators have signed a letter requesting President Donald Trump take a tough stand when dealing with Russia, but the letter also encouraged the president to seek common ground with the Russians. The senator said it is important to confront Russia on such issues as cybersecurity and aggression against Ukraine. The letter was made public Thursday. French investigators are talking to the adult children of presidential candidate François Fillon, trying to find out about their employment as their father's parliamentary aides. The probe involves suspicions of embezzlement and misappropriation of public funds regarding salaries taken by the two children and their mother. Antonin Levy is Fillon's attorney. Fillon says his family members were paid for the actual work they did. A Palestinian attacked shoppers at an open-air market in central Israel Thursday. Police said the man attacked the shoppers with gunfire and a screwdriver. At least six people were wounded. Earlier Thursday, an explosion killed two Palestinians along the Gaza border with Egypt in what appeared to be a strike on cross-border smuggling tunnels. An Egyptian organization specializing in the treatment of torture victims was shut down by authorities Thursday. The psychiatrist who founded the Al-Nadim Center says the closure is part of a security crackdown on civil society in Egypt. The center, which also documents cases of police abuse, had been fighting a court order to close down. A top Hungarian official says migrants waiting for placement in Hungary will wait in border camps made of shipping containers. Prime Minister's chief of staff says once new rules are in place, undocumented migrants will be returned across the border. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.